This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm sharing two stories that are great reminders that we all have an amazing amount of inner strength that we can call on when it's needed. We're constantly seeing stories from our writers about how they had no idea they had as much strength as they did. But they discovered this amazing reserve just when they needed it, and that enabled them to power through even in the worst of circumstances. I want to highlight two examples of this from our fall 2019 bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive, Live Happy. I know that hearing stories like these can give you confidence that you too, if necessary, will find your own inner strength. I know I found mine when my mother died, when we had to put my father in memory care, when I was diagnosed with cancer. I always thought back to the stories from our brave, strong writers and how they were able to summon up the courage they needed, and that made me realize that I could do it too. It's nice to go into a bad situation knowing that other people just like you have been there, done that, so you can too. Our first story today is from an amazing woman named Denise Del Bianco, who lived through World War II as a young girl in an occupied part of France. While the German soldiers were living in her area on the border of Germany's Western Front, she and her neighbors were forced out of their homes and transplanted to abandoned houses elsewhere in France. Denise's family lived a hard farm life, but they were comfortable and always had enough to eat. That was until this series of disasters struck the family. Her grandparents died, her father was drafted into the French army, and her mother was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and then the soldiers appeared at their door, evacuating the town. The family wasn't allowed to take anything, so they grabbed what they could carry in their hands on the way out. They were moved to what was basically an abandoned shack, with little money and only the food the soldiers had left for them, which were a few dry rations. All the food that the family had carefully stockpiled at their farm had been left behind. So Denise took the little money they had and went out to try to buy some eggs or butter or anything else they could eat. But no one had any food to spare, and you can't eat money. As the oldest of the five children, it was up to Denise to solve their problem. She explored the area, searching desperately for food for their family of six. The last place she looked was the dark, scary basement under their shack. She really didn't want to go down there, but she finally had to, even though she figured that there probably wouldn't be anything of value down there. When young Denise got down the stairs into that basement, she saw a huge, dark object in the corner. There was a little bit of light coming through the basement window, so she ventured closer to this scary big thing, and she discovered that it was covered by a dirty tarp. When she got up her courage and lifted a corner of the tarp, she discovered a treasure, a giant mound of potatoes in perfect condition. Not only could the family eat those potatoes, they could barter with them to get some much-needed eggs and milk and other sources of protein. The next day, Denise was back in town, trading potatoes for other kinds of food for her starving family. She says she became quite the little businesswoman. Denise and her siblings survived the war, and their father did too, returning when it was over. They returned to their original town, and they rebuilt their home that had been destroyed. Denise talks about that inner strength that she found when she needed it, saying, "In the midst of both personal and worldwide devastation, I learned to be a strong and capable young woman. The experience set the tone for the rest of my life, empowering me to push aside fear and take on whatever the world would bring. I've never forgotten how, in our most desperate moment, we were saved by the miracle of the potatoes." So Denise's family had to move, and they lost their home and possessions during wartime, but they survived and came out of it stronger people. And of course, all around the world now, we're seeing people lose their homes not only to war, but also to flooding and hurricanes and wildfires and earthquakes. We have a story from Dr. Noelle Nelson about that, where she describes what happened after she lost her home in the Woolsey Fire, which you may remember burned almost 100,000 acres in the Malibu area back in November of 2018. When that fire started, it was so far from Noelle's house that she couldn't imagine that her home was threatened. The fire was 20 or 30 miles away from her, but it moved fast, jumping a highway and spreading so quickly that just in the time that Noelle was in a dance class, thinking her home was safe, she got 3 mandatory evacuation alerts on her cell phone. She barely had time to race back home and grab her dogs, her laptop, and her mother's jewelry. She spent the next few days camping out with friends and in hotel rooms, glued to the TV. Finally, she learned that her home had indeed burnt to the ground. When she was allowed to visit the site, there was nothing there. Her home of 18 years was gone, along with everything inside it. Noelle says, "Well-meaning friends and strangers tried to comfort me by saying that what I lost was just stuff. I had to bite my tongue, for I knew, deep inside, that wasn't so. Finally, when a friend said those words yet again, I couldn't hold it in any longer. I burst out, 'It's not just stuff. It's my mother's portrait. It's the American flag given to honor my father, a World War II vet, at his funeral. It's the first picture of my sister as a baby.' My friend stared at me for a long moment and then said, 'Oh, you lost your story.' He was right. He totally got it." So Noelle had lost her story, although of course it was still in her, part of her. But now she decided it was time to move forward and make a new story. And that's when she was able to abandon her thoughts of those lost things and see the incredible value in what was left, which was people, friends, as well as strangers who helped her. One such stranger was a lady from her dance class who had a rental property available, and that lady dropped her normal price low enough so that Noelle could afford it. Another stranger, someone who went to Noelle's church, gave her a huge box of holiday ornaments and lights so she would have something to put up for Christmas. And a stranger at CVS offered to buy Noelle anything she needed in the store when she heard she was a fire victim. Noelle says, "Creating a new story isn't easy. It's tempting to dwell in the land of why me. That's a sure path to depression and misery. I loved my home of 18 years and all the memorabilia of my entire life that it contained. They will always be in my heart. I know, however, that if I'm going to live the rest of my life to the fullest, I have to look forward. By appreciating what I have today and surrounding myself with people who care, I am creating a new story, even in the most difficult of circumstances." I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. If you want to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive, Live Happy, visit our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll find the book there, and you'll also find links that will allow you to subscribe to the podcast on Apple or Google or wherever you like to get your podcasts, so that each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phone. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and I'll post links to the podcast each day. Come back for our next episode for some New Year's resolutions that you may want to try if you've now realized that your old regular ones are going to work out just as well as they've worked out every other year. I'll share some changes that you can make right now that will work instantly, just because you're deciding that you're going to make a change in your thinking.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.